As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports played on a field or ice or court.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line. Same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Now for our story. The bells dismissing church were just dying in the distance on a peaceful, quiet Sunday morning in Wakefield. Aunt Mary and her son, Randy Lane, on their way from church in the little pickup truck, have just stopped in front of the Brown Palace Hotel, where Aunt Mary is to see her old friend from Chicago, Del Shipley.
All right, Randy, don't worry about calling for me. I'm sure Dell won't mind driving me out to the farm later. Oh, and tell Peggy to look at the roast when she and Jane get back from church.
Randy's cheerful smile and wave of his arm assured Aunt Mary that he would take care of everything. And Aunt Mary paused to gaze after him affectionately as he drove away. Then she entered the hotel and went directly to the room which Dell is sharing with Lily Devon.
Come in.
Good morning, Dale. Morning, Lily.
Oh, Aunt Mary, good morning.
Mary? Pardon me, hon. I thought it was the waiter for our breakfast tray.
Oh, it's all right, Dale. Just keep your seat.
Isn't this a disgrace, Aunt Mary, having breakfast at this hour?
Not at all. You're on vacation. You should be taking it easy.
How about a cup of coffee and a roll, Mary?
Well, thank you, Dale, but I don't want to spoil my dinner. We eat about 2:30 on Sundays, you know.
Oh? Well, then I won't tempt you. Lily, why don't you put the tray on the dresser, out of our way?
Sure.
Swell. Now, we can spread out a little. That chair comfortable for you, Mary?
Oh, yes, this is just fine. This is a very pleasant room.
Yeah. I love that view of the park in front of the courthouse.
Well, listen to our little nature lover.
Oh, now, never you mind, Lily. I was coming here to Wakefield and admiring the scenery when you were still in three-cornered pants. Isn't that so, Mary?
Well, it certainly is.
Okay, my mistake.
Dale, I don't want you to think I'm a pest, but have you thought any more about the plan we discussed? I'm so anxious to get things started.
Sure, Mary. I understand.
You may not realize quite how important it is, but when I think of all the young people in this community just sort of wandering around on Saturday nights, no place to go but those roadhouses.
Well, it's not so good. I see that. They should have a place of their own where they'll get the right kind of entertainment and stuff.
Yes. Did you talk to Mr. Hoskins? Get him to show you the banquet room downstairs?
Yeah. And you were right. It's just the place for a setup like you have in mind, a good big room and, well, it could be fixed up real attractive with very little expense.
Oh, yes, that's what I thought. I'm so glad you agreed.
And it's possible that the hotel patrons would help support a place like that. A supper room kind of deal. You haven't anything like that in town, have you?
No, not a single one. Yes, Dale, that is an idea.
A person could get a small musical combination down from the city on Friday or Saturday nights. And then during the week, you could have some kind of local entertainment. You know the kind I mean. There are always talented kids in a town like this.
Well, yes, that sounds good.
A place like that might turn out to be quite a paying proposition. For the right person.
The right person, Dale?
Mary, I know what you want me to say. That I'll do it, but I'm afraid I can't help you out.
I see.
Dell, isn't there some way you could work it out?
Why, Lily, I didn't know you were sold on the idea.
Well, it seemed like such a good idea, what I heard of it. And I knew Aunt Mary was so anxious.
Well, I confess I'm disappointed, but I know Dell must have her reasons.
Yeah, I have. And he's a very obstinate reason, even more so than I thought.
You mean Lefty?
Yeah.
Well, it's too bad, but I wouldn't want you to make yourself unhappy just to do something I wanted. And if being here in Wakefield, seeing Lefty would be too painful, it is a pity, though.
Yeah. It's a darn shame. You know, I'd do anything in the world to help you out, Mary. And this scheme may have a lot of possibilities. I've thought about it a lot since you first mentioned it to me the other day. But you see, I talked to Lefty last night.
You did?
Yeah. I couldn't sleep for thinking about it, so I got dressed and drove out there. I guess Lily must have figured out where I was going, even though she pretended to be asleep.
I did have an idea, but it wasn't any of my business.
Well, anyway, Lefty and I had quite a session. And he made his attitude very plain. He doesn't want me around here, Mary.
He told you so? Right out?
Yeah.
I'd like to choke that old goat.
Now, Lily.
Well, I would.
So, Mary, it looks like that's that. Of course, you might be able to get the townspeople together, get them to start their own nightclub or supper club.
Yes, but, Dale, the main thing I'm interested in is the youngsters, the young people. That way, they wouldn't come into the picture at all.
No, I guess they wouldn't.
And they're the ones I'm concerned about. I was just wondering, though, suppose we could get something started. Some kind of paying proposition for weeknights and Saturday nights. Maybe we could make an arrangement to turn the place over to the young people, just to themselves, on Fridays. That's when they like to go out best anyway.
No, it's a possibility. Of course, the main thing is to find someone to run it for you.
Yes. Well, we'll see. In the meantime, I better be getting home.
Okay. I'll get dressed and drive you out.
Oh, that would be nice, Dale. Do you know where David Bowman lives?
Oh, I think I do. Why?
Well, I promised David I'd stop in for just a minute this afternoon.
Well, that's easy. Why don't you go over there now, while I get dressed? I can pick you up in half an hour or so.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Sure you remember the house?
Oh, sure. It's a big white house with a lawn in front and a picket fence over by the river.
Yes, that's the one. At the end of the street. You can't miss it.
Oh, I'll find it.
Well, don't hurry yourself. We'll have plenty of time. Well, then, I'll see you later. Of course, you're coming too, aren't you, Lily?
Oh, I don't believe I can, Aunt Mary. I have to wash out some stockings and things.
Oh, that's too bad. Peggy will be disappointed.
Tell her I'll see her later.
Well, all right, then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mary. Darn it. I feel like an awful heel. If there's anything I hate, it's to disappoint Mary Lane.
Yeah. It isn't as if she wanted things for herself. It's always other people she's worrying about.
Sure. But I can't help it this time. As I said, with Lefty feeling the way he does...
Dell, I have an idea. I don't know whether you'll approve, but maybe you'll think I've got a lot of nerve. But you know what Aunt Mary suggested about having a place for grown-ups during the week and Saturdays and turning it over to the kids on Friday night?
Yeah.
And you just said yourself that, well, on a basis like that, the place might pay. If you brought in professional musicians just on weekends.
Yeah, it probably would work out.
And during the week, you could just have some incidental entertainment. Like a little singing and stuff.
Yeah, well, what about it?
Well, Dell, I was wondering if... Well, since you can't do it yourself, if maybe you'd let me take over the job of managing the place. We might make a nice thing out of it financially. Aunt Mary'd be happy because the kids would have a decent place to go.
But, Lily, you wouldn't want to live down here, would you? You'd have to, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You mean you'd like to live here in Wakefield?
Yes, Dale, I think I would like to.
Well, I'll be darned.
When Belle Shipley arrived in Wakefield to visit Aunt Mary, she was thinking most of Lefty Larkin, hoping she could persuade him to forgive her for the injustice he feels she did to Peggy Douglas, his daughter, and Aunt Mary's niece, in Chicago. But Lefty had refused, and Belle was so absorbed in her own problem, she hadn't noticed the change in Lily. A very subtle change, because I doubt if even Lily herself knows that the real reason she is willing to stay in Wakefield is because of her interest in Randy Lane, Aunt Mary's son.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports played on a field or ice or courts.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line. Same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.